This is a HeadGum Original.
Immediately.
Welcome to another edition of the HeadGum Podcast, January 8th, 2021. With us as never before. So,
low energy with the applause, like nothing.
It's been a great week, right?
Which part? The insurrection?
The successful mission.
Breaching the Capitol?
We got him.
Let's get Thin Microphone Micah's take on this one.
Yeah, we should say with us as never before is Marika Brownlee, Jake Hurwitz, and Micah Hurwitz. And Micah texted our Slack thing a couple minutes ago saying, hey, my microphone sounds weird and tinny. And I said, is it connected to GarageBand? And he said, yeah. I said, maybe refresh it. He did. He said, okay, it sounds a little more normal, but still bad. And now, as soon as he's joined the Zoom, I was like, got it.
Yeah,
it's like a dandelion without the all of the things have been blown away.
Wait till you guys hear this in action.
It's going to be bad.
Because it's actually a little worse than it looks.
It's a podium microphone.
It's a ball of fuzz on a shoestring. That's what it is.
It looks like a Q-tip with a black felt wrapped around the top
of it. It's bait. That is fishing wire attached.
It looks like you wanted to be Bob Barker for Halloween, and you're like 9, and mom did a bad job making the costume. That's what it looks like.
It is the Drew Carey microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The price is wrong.
And yeah, price is right, not Whose Line.
Yeah.
These labs.
I don't feel like I'm being made fun of because I agree that the microphone is insane.
Look, I'm in on it. I think the mic is worse than any of you guys.
Jake, did you just watch the Aston Villa game?
Yeah, I watched it until the champs went up 4-1, and then I kind of tuned out. So
Buck,
your boy Grealish is out. He's not going to win the FA Cup. No. The team's been knocked out from the FA Cup, though. So sorry to say.
Yeah.
Agreed.
The problem with the sound effects is like, they cut out for us, so there's a 1 second of us trying to figure out what it is, and then there's silence.
Are you
and then
serious?
Maybe it comes back. Yeah.
The other problem with the sound effects is that often as they're coming in, Jeff is saying, oops, sorry, up, hold on.
Which also cuts out the sound even more.
Really? I didn't know that. You guys, yeah. I don't want to put it all on you, but that's something that would have been really fucking helpful to know months ago.
I feel like I bring it up constantly, but
I don't think
that's
so.
Just me.
Also, we just figured out Marika's input volume has been lower than it should.
Whoa.
Well.
It looked like Marika was about to defend it and then gave up.
She like put her hand out like, no, and then just gave up.
That is.
Jake also looked like he was going to say something. Mm. No, I was pointed out to me that I was being talked over for the last so many episodes, and I was like, yeah, I'm aware, but I guess it was the fault of my microphone.
Well,
so,
you know what it was?
I would
what
say,
it took.
I think it was other, I, there were other factors at play.
Maybe.
The edit, we Marika, you and I just recorded on Tuesday, and I edited the next day, so I had a much more vivid memory of what was said and what I heard. And so as I'm editing it, I'm like, I don't remember Marika saying this. And so, it might be that Amir and I yell a lot, but also it's like, I didn't hear you say that. And then the mix sounds different to have.
I think
and now your input volume's at 90 and it sounds
great.
But it's
partially on Zoom too, right? Because I feel like Zoom hears people talking and then they mute other people's mics for
definitely.
For, like the people
that
are responding.
You gotta turn on original sound.
Oh,
stop that from happening. Little Zoom tips for everyone.
How do I
listening.
Turn on original sound? Fuck that shit.
Micah, you look like you just got rejected from your dream college. You had a facial expression like, what am I going to do now?
Harvard hoodie is slowly like descending on his face.
I already wore it to school.
He's hiding in it.
That would be a fun HeadGum sketch. Sorry.
No, go ahead. What's the fun HeadGum sketch?
It'd be a fun HeadGum sketch to do with Finn is like, you know those videos where it's like a family is huddled around like a, you know, the college acceptance thing. And it's usually like a family where it's like maybe it's the first generation that would be going to college and they get into Harvard and then it goes viral. So it'd be Finn and, you know, everybody at the office huddled around his acceptance thing or his whatever from... like Princeton, and he just like gets for the joke it would have to be, I guess, something way easier to
just
get
like
into,
a fine like, college Ryerson
DeVry, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ryerson. It's his dream college. It's Lewis and Clark
school on Rye.
And he opens it in front of all of us and he doesn't get in. A millionaire tween. And he's like devastated and all of us are like consoling him, and then Amir maybe is just like, I mean, he didn't have to go, right?
Yeah.
Like, and also, come on.
Why did you open such a thin letter in front of us? You should have known it was a rejection.
You should have known better.
I remember applying to college and just like the responses that I got. And you could, at a certain point, it was just like, I don't want to open these anymore. They're all thin. They're all small. I've been rejected from everything. Yeah. You get the packet, you know.
I feel like my acceptance letters were online. Was that a thing?
I think that happened for me, yeah.
Mine was in the mail, actually.
So we're just aged out. Oh, I guess not.
And I'm the last person that went to college of the four of us. Wow. Mm-hmm. I want to show you guys the photo of me.
Actually, I'm the last person that went to college of the four of us because I actually haven't completed my education, which technically means I am still a second semester sophomore.
At Swarthmore.
I'm a sophomore at Swarthmore.
What are you sending, Jeff?
I'll cut all this dead air out. I'm sending you guys, I'm going to show you guys the fucking photo, really, for lack of a better term, of me having got accepted to USC.
This is the day you're sending us a photo of, like, the moment you found out you got in.
He's going to be pouting.
Well, it's an interesting story is all. Here we go.
How do you have to hit this angle to send a file?
He's putting in a floppy disk under the desk.
It looks like you dropped something under your computer.
I had it printed out the whole time.
Oh, you made it. I see.
Oh, my God.
Jeff took a photo with the mailman. Just a photo op with your local courier.
Like he was the one accepting you into the college.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's the dean.
Also, the mailman kind of looks like Tim Baltz in a way.
Yeah.
God. And Jeff, you look...
How old were you?
I mean, you were a child. You were, what, 16 here? 15?
Yeah, 17.
17?
Yeah.
I thought you went to college... Oh, maybe you just graduated early? I thought you went to college as like a 6... I thought you graduated high school as a 16-year-old.
Graduated high school as a 17-year-old and then turned 18 my first year of college.
Ooh, I went to college earlier than you then.
That's crazy. Yeah, this was a packet. This was thick as shit. Also, I'd done a bunch of research because I couldn't get the thought out of my head. And I knew, if you don't get in, it's a thin white envelope. If you get in, it's a thick yellow packet. And so
they specified yellow?
Yeah.
Gold, because you won.
I mobbed the guy. This is not my street, by the way.
That's not even your acceptance letter.
I didn't get in. And I was like, hey, this might be illegal, but my name is Jeffrey James. My address is blank. It's a street over. Is there a thick yellow packet? And I saw it as I was saying that. And I was like,
that's a real story?
This is real, yeah. That's
so anytime you approach somebody and you say, hey, this might be illegal, but like, how were you not instantly maced? Why did he not drive away?
Were you expecting the package or did you? Oh, okay.
Micah had a question, but then Jeffrey changed his background to a hazy IPA Oreo background. For anyone listening.
Were
you expecting it? Because it's like a weird thing to go ask a mailman for your mail out of turn. You might as well wait an extra hour.
Okay, so it's so much more complicated and it's not going to be interesting. I'll say it as fast as I can. I knew that they were going to get to Ohio at that point because they basically, like, the USPS tracking map, they all get sent out on the same day. So I knew that it was coming that day historically. And then, and again, I was obsessed. And then the reason why I was tracking it down was because I had given them my parents' new address because I thought we would have moved that by then, but we hadn't moved yet. And so it wasn't just like going to come to where I was living. It was going to a new address, which was just a miscalculation on my part, Common App wise. So I drove. I was just following the USPS truck that whole day.
You know, that actually it's kind of an interesting and charming story, more so than you set it up. I feel like I feel like usually you downplay things and I hate what you say. And then when you say this is going to be bad, it was fine.
OK, well, if you like that story, let me regale you with this little tale.
Yeah, this
little
one's going to be bad.
There was actually a time in college, right? I was not of legal drinking age, Micah. So trying to earn some brownie points there. Cool points. I got kicked out of the Standard in downtown Los Angeles, like pulled by the bouncer.
Really?
No, I didn't get in.
Wait, so sorry.
But it's a better story if I got pulled out by a bouncer.
That's cool.
So you just walked up and they said, no, you can't go in. And you turned around.
I bribed a councilwoman.
Have you ever been kicked out of a club or a club? For that matter,
Micah? You're asking me
that question. He was asking you.
I guess I'm asking the table, but sure, I'll let Micah answer first. Though I think I know.
I got kicked out, but it was because of something a friend did.
I've been kicked out at least twice. Three times that I can think of off the top of my head.
Where was the worst one?
The worst one, what made me think of this was, I think it was the Standard in New York City. I was in the Boom Boom Room, and I.
Isn't that just like a sex dungeon? Like people have sex in there.
No. Well, maybe. The cool thing about the Boom Boom Room is that the bathroom is the coolest place in the world, I think, to take a shit. It's like, it is floor to ceiling windows looking out at like the New York City skyline. And you just sit down and you're staring out at it.
That
it's fucking
cool.
Crazy. And I was getting kicked out in a really peaceful, like normal manner. And then I said to the guy kicking me out, cause like I was getting kicked out because of like something that was happening with me and somebody else. And I was like, you should kick him out. And then that was like, for some reason, even though I was like, yeah, I'm going to go. You're right. And I was walking, I was like, you should kick him out. He like grabbed me by the neck and dragged me to the elevator. So like,
wait,
when you're
so
getting
what
kicked,
instigated it was that you said that, or as you were being kicked out, he said
I
that.
Was being kicked out. Something different had instigated it. As we were,
you as shit on the window, the floor to ceiling, and the boom boom.
The thing that instigated really was the other guy. Yeah,
you made the boom boom in the boom boom room.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. The number two, the two tomb room.
Jeff, have you been kicked out somewhere?
I don't think I have. Oh, I've just been not let in places when I was trying to get into bars underage.
But did you get your ID taken away?
Every time. Of course I got my ID taken away. Kidding me? Bribed the bouncer, took the cash, went inside to get the ID, didn't.
And Marika, I already know the answer. You've never been kicked out of any place.
Correct.
Dragged by your hair out of a Broadway theater. Counterfeit tickets.
She tried to smooch Daniel fucking Ratcliffe.
At Equus, which is the show where he's famously naked, of course.
Mm-hmm. And he fucks a horse. That's what he does. Mm-hmm.
No, I've never. I was trying to think of if I've been like kicked out in terms of like the bar is closing, you have to leave type of, but I couldn't even think of one of those.
You stayed till last call? That's like fucking every single weekend for the last decade.
I definitely have. I've stayed until last call at like a supper club for like a Broadway related show.
Marika has been kicked out of the library for trying to stay too long once.
I have been kicked out of the library. I have like stayed until last call at the library.
Definitely. The bouncer bounces you from the library.
No, I mean, I have broken rules. I was trying to also think of times when because my entire time in college, I was under drinking age. So I like couldn't go to the local bars with people. And there was like one that was around my house that like never carded. And I tried to go in. And of course, it was the one day that they did card. So then I couldn't go in. The pub, we had a thing called the pub that was like the basement of one of our buildings that was also a bar, and they did weekly trivia. And I so desperately, like, my dream in college was to be on a pub trivia like team. I wanted that, like, I wanted my friends to be that group of friends, and I could never go in because that was also one of the places that carded, and they never would let me in just to play pub trivia.
Yeah,
I tried to be
play.
Like, can I just please play? I won't drink, I promise. And they wouldn't let me.
They didn't believe you. They didn't know.
Well, people probably say that all the time and then don't do the trivia or get drunk and derail it.
Yeah.
Micah, what about you? Have you ever, I don't know, let's get juicy. Have you ever had a crush?
Have I ever had a crush?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
All right. Crutch? Have you ever had a crutch?
Like,
a vice?
Sure. Well, I don't know.
All right. Sorry, let me check my email for a second.
What?
All right, here we go. Marika takes the reins. 2 minutes on the clock.
Oh, God.
Marika, you're now the host.
Okay. Great. I truly was like going to prepare for this the next time that it happened, and I forgot to.
Well, now I don't make it every time, so it's like,
yeah,
I just keep
you tricked
on your toes.
Me. You definitely tricked
didn't
me.
Didn't do it on Tuesday.
Yeah. TV shows. Jake.
Always, no, you can't do TV shows. You always do TV shows.
That's all I have for myself.
All right, TV
I've got answers too. Couple
you
things.
You just watched The Great.
Oh my God. The Great is so good. I love The Great. I just finished Dark. Have you guys checked that one out? It is a German time travel drama thriller type show on Netflix. 3 seasons. It's really fucking good. I also watched Love Life with Anna Kendrick. I don't know why, but I was quite charmed by it.
You liked that? All right.
I did. Yeah, I did like
Michael,
it.
Michael, what's the take?
I did like it. I thought it was sweet.
Wait, what is this segment? I don't know what's happening, and I don't want to interrupt anything.
No, you can speak, and please do, because what is essentially is happening is Jeff has given me the reins of the show, which means now I have to host, but it's so badly hosted to begin with that I can't, I don't know how to match that.
Is there always a theme?
No, I just needed something to talk about, so I chose TV, my one thing that I only think about.
This podcast is rarely always anything, you know? Like, there's not the consistency.
And that's what people
aspect.
Love about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a variety show.
Yeah, it is a variety show. Panel show of sorts.
You know what they say? Variety is the spice of rice.
They don't say that. They don't say that.
Sacks.
Wait. Still talking about television.
Me every week.
And we're back.
What a lazy way to come back while people are applauding you. Can you imagine like hearing applause and being nonchalant? It's like people clapping happy for you. Hey, like, come
on. Jake, you've recently gone on to wine, you've been saying.
Yeah.
You've been whining about wine.
I've been just.
You've been pining for wine.
I often pine for wine.
Jake what is made. I'm in Jake's office. The dungeon, and I was reading through your little notepad.
I'd appreciate if you didn't, honestly. A lot of personal stuff in there, if I'm being honest.
But it was pretty much already open.
It was already open. Yeah, you can see the cover is bent open.
I just looked at the front page, and I saw that you had started this list.
Did you get green tea and oatmeal?
And then, yeah, just bullet points. Green tea, oatmeal, a third empty
bullet
point.
I don't know why I wrote my name at the top of it is Jake colon. Who like writes their name at the top of a list?
Of a to-do?
Jake colon, next line, dash green tea, dash, and the next line, dash oatmeal. And then the line below that, another dash, and I couldn't think of a third thing to get at the store. I think I remember what that is from. And it's like in 2008 or 2009, I read some article online that was like 10 healthy habits that you can like start doing now. And one of them was drinking green tea and the other one was eating oatmeal. And I was like,
that's a note from 2008.
Yeah. 2008 or 2009. Wow. Yeah.
That's insane.
Relic from the past. And you know what? It took me a decade, but I like oatmeal a lot now. So it's pretty cool.
So it's like a message to Jake in 2021 from Jake in 2008.
A time capsule. Yeah.
Very dark, as it were, actually.
In what way? Exactly.
The German time travel show where they talk about, well, there's a lot of like visiting your past self. It's like, I'm actually your dad. I'm your grandfather. This is my mother, et cetera, et cetera. It's hard to explain, but incredible.
It's hard to explain.
Obviously, it's hard to explain.
Yeah, see, like that cut out for 2 seconds.
Welcome to Taylor Made. All right.
No reaction.
Do it
no
myself.
Reaction. There you go.
All right. This is a game. All right. There are yes and no answers. Again, this is going to be $1,000 cash to the winner.
Wow.
I can't afford that. It's going to be $10 per right answer. Venmo to you guys, non-returnable.
You shouldn't afford any of the paying. All right. Whatever. It's fine. I don't care what you do.
This is a game show where I basically give a piece of media and you guys attribute it to which Taylor made it. Right?
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Bad Blood.
Swift.
Correct. $10.
I knew it was going to start with Swift.
Me too, and I froze for some reason. I was expecting like Evermore, and then I just lost it.
I don't think I know another Taylor, to be honest. So if the next one isn't also Swift, I'm kind of fucked.
All right. This next piece of media. Really phoning it in on this episode, aren't we? I am. The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Lautner.
Correct.
Damn.
This has been
what
Taylor made.
No wonder you said you were phoning it in. I didn't fully understand until it was only two questions.
No, that segment only had a $20 budget.
Exactly. Thank you for understanding, Micah. I'm gonna Venmo you guys. Just give me a second here.
It's really okay.
Can I get $10 too? It feels weird to have two people win.
Well, you didn't answer. You didn't answer either of them.
All or nothing, I think.
Yeah, let's do a double or nothing for the last one. Who says, Tim the Toolman Taylor. So.
It's actually Tom the Toolman Taylor.
No, it's not. Your aunt. You get an for that.
No, the game is over, and I only had $20. I've sunk all my assets into starting a small business.
Awesome.
Is this the watch? You're so defensive. You're so mad. People ask you an earnest question about what's your business, and you turn on them. You snap.
And it's earnest, and we know that you're lying, but we're still being nice to you.
No, I'm starting an online vintage watch store. Yeah. Yeah. So like just today, I put in a lowball offer on an Omega Constellation. Market value between $1,500 and $2,000, and I bought it for $7.50.
Wow! And what do
you
do now?
Store.
What's that?
You're mad again.
Are you going to put this for sale in your vintage shop?
That's, you know what? That's actually better. That's better than what my model was going to be, which was going to be kind of door to door calling B2B style.
It's not the time.
Going back to Omega, saying, "Hey, there has to be something we can do. You sold this at retail." 1977, and now you might.
Are you trying to refurbish these things or just flip them? Like, are you just going to get this watch in the door, out the door, selling it at a different website with like a better listing, or are you going to be like, this needs a new gear or some
shit?
Yeah,
I'm the goal is to make it a one-stop mom and pop shop where people can go to. I'm not going to give the URL yet because it's not ready, but
give it to us and bleep it.
.com.
Nice.
Yeah. I was going to make it Chine and Sons, but so that's Cheese and Fine and Sons. But some of these watches, like, I'm trying to make a lot of money off of. And so it's like, no one's going to spend dollars
can't
from
be a full
Chine
bit.
And Sons.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, the idea is to get them professionally serviced and professionally appraised. For as high quality as possible, but you know, not super expensive on my end as well. So the idea is that in 4 weeks, let's say, people should be able to go to that URL that we bleeped and buy a vintage watch anywhere from $250
to
$12,000.
I think you should name it Chine and Sons, but in order to do that, you'd have to change, like, on your about page, you just make your name Jeffrey, quote unquote, Chine James.
Oh, that's cool.
And then that gives it some legitimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to explain it.
Yeah.
Chine. I wasn't going to explain it either way, but I already got the domain. .com.
Weren't you going to start a tie-dye business last year?
I can't think of two more disparate items to sell than a $12,000 watch and a tie-dye Grateful Dead t-shirt. I made this beefy tee purple and blue, and here's an Omega that costs 9 G's.
Why not both?
Yeah, I guess.
Why not both is a lesson that Chine taught his sons.
The thing that inspired me though was,
you're joking.
Blood spurting from your neck.
This is the first question in an interview piece. No, it's like you have your money in your savings account, right? And it just sits there. So what do people tell you to do? They tell you to invest it, right? Put it in stocks and bonds or a money market account, Betterment, whatever. The return's like only 3-5%, right? I can double my money with this.
Yeah.
And
what does Tom Cruise tell you to invest in? Invest in yourself. Invest.
What does Ted Cruz say to invest in?
He says, storm the Capitol, take the presidency back.
Right. And then still vote against it.
Yeah, he's a bad man.
No, but I read, talk, and listen to shit about watches every day, so I might as well just, like, have fun with it and, like, you know, try and double my money.
I support
this.
To buy
a house.
I support it. I really do support it.
A worthy endeavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's tough because you're always doing a bit, and when you do something for real, I don't know what to say. I appreciate what you're doing, and I think it's great.
Even you, like, then picking up a bottle of Fiji water and taking a swig felt like it was a bit.
Yeah,
like something was wrong with that picture.
You need to undercut it with, like, this thing that I care about. Actually, I don't give a shit at all.
Marika, head in hands.
So long.
Welcome to Call Her Daddy. So Micah's name in the Slack, I think for like a day or two, was Her Daddy. Or no,
wow.
You signed up for this on the sign up genius, Micah Her Daddy.
Yeah, that's right.
So I thought, and I was sort of toying with this all afternoon, there has to be some kind of marriage between Micah Her Daddy and Call Her Daddy, right?
I didn't even make the connection and I love it.
Okay. This is the segment that I referenced in the Slack earlier where I said, Micah, I wrote a segment for you.
Mm-hmm. I said, I can't wait.
Yeah. Marika, Jake, feel free to give commentary. You can sort of advise him. So, Micah, feel free to phone a friend, but only you can answer these questions, Micah. Copy cool. that?
Got it.
All right. Is it ethical to watch free porn?
And I can talk.
You can talk it out. Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah. You can kind of like conference if you want.
What do you guys think, Jake and Rick?
I'm going to throw this to you, Jake, as you are one of our
what?
Big sexiers of
co-workers.
As I'm a famous pervert.
I was
going to
say something about girls on porn, and you started that.
I think it is. I think it is ethical to watch free porn.
I will say that some adult performers actually have like free OnlyFans that will entice you to subscribe and then support their don't ooh that.
Yeah, don't boo.
I think that you can get in the door on free porn. There's a lot of like free advertising, you know, like free.
Yeah.
You can stream 8 minutes of this thing, but if you want to unlock the whole video, if you want to see the entire thing, et cetera, if you want to see my back catalog, then you can kind of start, you know, paying for the porns. But I think that free porn is okay. I also, if we're just talking about porn, I think we got to support small businesses when it comes to porn. No more subscribing to the Brazzers, the Bang Bros.
Yeah.
None of that shit. You got to go to your community, your local porn vendors. Directly to the artists.
I thought you meant OnlyFans and the other
No,
kind of
only,
like,
yeah, OnlyFans and then also like the brick and mortar truck stop, like smut magazines and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. OnlyFans, many vids, and then also just your local pornographer, please.
What about this? So you post a video, like an amateur thing for your and your partner's OnlyFans, right? And then you say, hey, if you want to see our bareback catalog, subscribe at onlyfans.com/MicahHerDaddy.
Micah HerDaddy or Chine and Sons.
Chine and Sons, it's a subscription.
You can get a Belova, a tie-dye fucking raglan, and then also see me fuck. Okay. Why not all three?
I used a clone of pussy to make a mold of my asshole.
A Jeff Light. Sorry.
All right, Micah. Does what happens in Vegas actually stay in Vegas?
I don't. Does it actually? I don't think.
Are you just
going to
repeat
always
the questions that Jeff says and have me and Marie answer them?
Maybe. Does what happened in Vegas stay in Vegas? I just want to make sure I got it correctly.
Yes. Does what happen in stay? What does what happens in stay in Vegas? Does
I feel like it's definitely something people say, but it doesn't always stay in Vegas. Sometimes things come back with you, especially if it's like a painful secret or something.
Yeah.
Then that like. That's emotionally taxing.
So you cheated on someone.
I didn't
What I imagine the what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas thing. Like no one actually expects the secrets to be kept in Vegas, but what it is a permission structure. It's a saying that lets you do whatever you want when you're there. Like, you know what happens in Vegas, baby? This is me telling Jill why I have genital herpes. And why now she does.
But you're like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, no regrets. Like,
yeah.
But then it happens and you do have regrets and that stays with you.
But maybe that's even
Micah,
part of the what happens.
Micah, have you been to Vegas?
I've been to Vegas.
And did anything that happened there stay there?
I mean, yes, something's left with me.
What did you
child?
Do?
Nothing that bad. It sounds worse. It's just
was
like,
I there?
I feel like I had, no. I just had like a
Can you say it and I swear to God, I'll bleep it out.
It was just like a.
Oh. I thought it was like way
worse. So it did not, it absolutely didn't stay. It haunts you.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it. I live with it every single day.
He's spiraling.
I'm going to bleep everything until I live with it every single day.
We should get a couple screams from me and Marika just to pepper in.
You can honestly leave it all in if you want.
All right. Who in the office, the HeadGum office, both West Coast and East Coast, do you guys think has BDE?
What is that?
big dick energy. Because I think it's Claire. Because we're not talking about any body parts. I'm talking about who carries themselves with the confidence.
The vibe.
Of a for lack of a better term.
It's got to be D.
D. Ooh, yeah.
Delicious D.
It's definitely D.
Big D energy.
Big D energy. Yeah, big, yeah. Delilah energy. That's a good answer. What about, and it's, you wouldn't say that it's like me.
You have like, you see Micah's microphone? You have thin, like your energy looks, yeah, like your penis would look exactly like Micah's microphone, right, including the coloration of it.
What about
the
texture?
Bright white? Yes, the texture. Yes.
Even that's the felt? Like,
that's
the
your
windscreen?
Dick. That's your penis. Yes. That's your raw.
I was going to say you have thin ankle energy.
Ankle energy.
Yeah.
T-A-E.
Thankless.
All right. Okay. Again, Micah heard. This is Micah her daddy. Call her daddy. God, I shouldn't have written these questions down. How many people do you think I've slept with?
Yeah. I can't believe you said you made a mold of your asshole and now you're feeling shame. Now. You're just starting now.
I want over under 10.
I think a little over.
A little?
Like,
come on, man.
I would think, yeah, below 20, more than 10. Like
you're like a relationship guy, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the thing is I'm 23 and I was in a 3-year-long relationship.
Yeah. Mm.
I still think it's
not
more
that
than
many sexually active, yeah, years, I guess.
Fuck is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Just,
I don't know, man. You're asking me to talk about it.
Trying to infer. I don't know.
All right. Music.
Wait, this
during...
is one. No. Because this was a question where there's actually a right answer. I feel like the other, mm-hmm, ones were kind of just like,
I'm not going to give opinion. This answer.
There's just opinion
you
questions.
You can bleep it out.
You can
I'll
bleep
cut
it out.
This out, but Micah was exactly right.
No way, really.
It might be more than that depending on your definition of sex, but penetrative
cut
sex.
Cut out everything except, cut out just the number. So leave Micah was exactly right. was,
okay, yeah, I'm going to do that. All right. What's the hottest thing a person can wear in everyday life? So I'll open this one up to the floor. Like, what's, like, I know that some people like a man in a Henley. Mm. I can't get enough of a woman in a fucking overalls, right?
I think flannels.
Okay.
For guys and girls.
Especially
across the board.
Girls. Yeah. Guys too, but especially girls.
Yeah.
I think a lady in a gray hoodie has always turned me on and I don't know why.
Interesting.
Yeah. And Micah is wearing a gray hoodie. It doesn't. We're related, so it's like so far from working. I hate that face. You've actually ruined it on women for
kiss.
Me.
This is like actually a Brownlee's druthers. If you had your druthers, what would your partner wear?
Can I just guess before you say, Marika, too, that I think it's James McAvoy as the Beast.
don't play the Beast.
The yellow parachute pants, no shirt.
He didn't play the Beast.
What is the thing that he played in the glass?
Professor
movie?
X.
Yeah. No. Wait. What's what about the Bruce Willis one?
Oh,
the
Split?
M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah. He's not the Beast in that.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen that one.
He calls himself the Beast.
Mm, I was thinking of Nicholas Holt as Hank McCoy in the X-Men movies.
Ooh.
Naturally.
And what does he wear?
I mean, I think they all have their little like. They also wear yellow outfits, which is why I was especially confused. But theirs are like a full jumpsuit. I have a lot of thoughts on the matter. One of them, I feel like any long sleeve shirt where the forearm is out, so that's not really a wearing thing, but forearms,
a rolled, yeah,
I respect.
A rolled shirt.
Yeah. A rolled shirt. Why do I keep saying short? A rolled shirt, a pull, like a pushed up sleeve. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
like get
good.
To, let's get to work, America.
Because it can be a fancy collared situation or it can be like a little sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. But yeah. The forearms are popping and that's what matters in the end.
Well, you're a big Gyllenhaal guy, right?
I do like Gyllenhaal.
He always does that.
I believe it. Seems like the type. Really, this in quarantine, I've really been into the single AirPod in and a chain.
Wait, like unrelated, mean, like just a necklace. So a chain necklace.
I've seen multiple men on Zoom wear one AirPod in one ear and then also be wearing a like a gold chain.
I'm picturing this perfectly now.
It's like I've seen Oscar Isaac do it. I've seen Jake Gyllenhaal do it.
Yeah.
It's been a thing.
Gyllenhaal did it on that Broadway thing, right? The Sondheim? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. One AirPod looks unprofessional to me.
You're doing it right now.
I agree, but that's part of it, right? It's gotta be. Like, they don't care.
I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't need to hear you that well.
They don't care what their sound is like. They're singing, they're doing a full song, and it's only picking up on one microphone, and that's fine with them. Like, wow. I don't know.
Is that because they need to hear themselves? Well, I guess I can hear myself. Never mind.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand the reason.
I don't get it. It's just fucking hot, that's all.
Yeah, I think those are the top two that I'm thinking about at the moment.
Micah, music during, for lack of a better term, fornication?
I think, for lack of a better term... For lack of a better question, you asked that.
Yeah! Oh,
God. All right, this is our last segment. It's short. Don't worry, Marika. Everyone go down the line and say your current hottest take. We've done this on the show before, but it's a new day. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. It's a new life for Reeves. And I'm feeling Reeves.
I'm feeling Reeves.
Yeah, hot take down the line. Marika, let's start with you.
Oh, God.
This actually could be a Brownlee's Druthers.
I mean, anything on this segment could be a Brownlee's Druthers when Marika talks. Just
me being able to share my own opinions for once is what qualifies. I do have a hot take. I recently watched the movie 17 again, starring Zac Efron.
Yeah.
And I think that he should be foisted up in Hollywood as a modern day Gene Kelly of sorts.
Interesting. I haven't seen it.
He's a song and dance man. He loves to dance. Mm. He does a good job at singing, and I think he's a great actor.
I agree.
Thank you. What is happening?
Micah, hottest take?
I don't have anything coming to mind right now.
You're tepid at best.
Jake, why don't you go first and maybe that'll inspire me.
I have a hot take that I'm cold on now, but it was a really conflicting feeling for a moment. So during the insurrection, as you guys all saw in the news, you know, I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm having a bad time. They delay the vote. Everybody knows what happens, but they come back in and McConnell and Mike Pence like made speeches about like not being bossed around. And I was so conflicted because I like read a Mike Pence quote where he's like, this is still the people's house. And I was like, hell yeah. for 2 seconds, my brain broke and I liked Mike Pence. I'm back to normal now. I think he's bad, but that was a weird feeling.
Can we just get it wild? I'm Jake Hurwitz and I agree with Mike Pence.
I'm Jake Hurwitz and I liked one thing that Mike Pence said in the context of a bunch of other stuff, but I really don't like Mike Pence as a guy or anything he stands for or who he is or what he's done.
I got a hot take.
Okay.
Related to Jake's question. People who hate Donald Trump still follow him on Twitter. No one should follow him.
I agree.
That's a hot take. I think like people that make fun of him all the time also follow him on Twitter, and that's feeding the problem. People that are going to continue responding to the things he does after his presidency, that's part of the problem.
Yeah, I don't.
So if you're one of those people, you should stop.
Stop following. Even if you're doing it for the lulz, stop.
Well, they suspended him indefinitely, which is great, I think, because he's doing a lot of actual physical, clearly.
Facebook.
The whole time he was doing Facebook. Right. Twitter didn't?
He's back on Twitter.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Dorsey.
Yeah, it was like a 24-hour dance.
Dorsey doesn't have the huevos, man. And I've always said that.
Well, I think Dorsey has more huevos than Zuckerberg.
No,
like,
he does. He's a
Dorsey,
much better.
He's let him back on, but he's been doing stuff for longer.
Yeah, they've been censoring it.
Fucking Zark Fuckerberg doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zuckerberg's just trying to get the Senate on his side.
Pow.
Do you guys have anything to plug? Do you guys want to talk about Goat Show season 3 coming up, or are you still in season 2?
Oh yeah,
right,
I guess
now?
It would be season 3 theoretically.
It's gonna. We did a season 1.5. The next season will be season
2.0.
Ooh.
And it's gonna be. It's gonna be bigger, better, and.
Goatier.
More well thought out.
Just goatier. Like that promo. Bigger, better, more thought out. Goatier. AKA Goatier.
The Micah, your rhymes of like the blank, the blank, and the blank, always, that was my favorite part of the show. And also knowing what the goat blank was. The goat white t-shirt one is my favorite episode because I actually got an Everlane white tee.
And what did you think?
For me, it wasn't the goat.
It was not the goat?
It was too thin.
I feel like that's one of the thickest ones.
There's a couple different versions of the Everlane. They have like their basic. They have their main one, and then they have a thicker one. We were talking about the middle one is the goat because we also tried on their thinner undershirt.
The basic one.
Yeah, you got to get their. It's an $18 shirt, I think.
Okay. Well, I also like my body's very strange. Like my shoulders are way too big for the
especially,
rest of my body.
Yeah, attached to your ankles for sure.
And then my ankles are the thinnest in my family.
measure at the 2016 James reunion.
Shirts have to have a lot of room in the shoulders. Otherwise, it gets pulled up, right?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, do you ever do the big and tall?
No, because then it's too tall. Or too big.
Because then it's both of the things that it says this.
Anything to plug?
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Marie Galon. Also listen to Keeping Records. It's a new HeadGum show that just came out relatively recently.
Great show, too.
Jake, I think, will have just been on when this comes out, or is on,
it's on today.
Today's episode. So
hell yeah. Yeah.
Listen to that.
Here. We went crazy.
That's all I got.
This is why we do this show.
To promote stuff?
To promote stuff, sure, but to like this kinship.
It's nice to talk to people every week.
Yeah, but that's almost doing it not enough justice. One word to describe this show.
That was like the most nice, earnest thing I've heard Marika say. And you shot it down because it's more than nice, being nice to talk to people.
I know.
What is the one word you're going to come up with to replace
timely,
it?
Timely, of the times, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Groundbreaking.
But more than that, it's actually just nice, you know, in a way.
I don't even think, because to say it's nice is to do it an injustice. And I think it's almost a responsibility of ours because we do have this platform, Marika, is to use it for, if not good, to lift up voices.
Stop saying something that it's not before the thing that it is. Because if you know what it is,
it's not good.
If not good, then to lift up voices, right? And we do this not to have fun, but like, you know, just then don't say that, you know?
We don't do this show for clout.
Great.
But
so
it is nice to see a return.
All right. So that is clout.
Yeah.
It's hard because usually we end the show on a button, but like we aren't being funny right now, right?
Just end it right there.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Original.